بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had spoken about the penal code of Sharia and the different capital punishments that are laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which while initially may seem to be very harsh and severe, yet this contributes to a much safer and secure society. It contributes to a peaceful society. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the condition of the disbelievers in the hereafter, that when they will see the punishment that awaits them on the day of Qiyamah, then they will try to ransom themselves, to save themselves from this punishment, but to no avail, they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنَ النَّارُ وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا, that they will wish and desire to come out of the fire, to escape from the fire. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنْهَا, but they will be unable to do so. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, and they will have an enduring punishment, an everlasting punishment. So this is the condition of the disbelievers in the hereafter. And then in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another capital punishment that has been laid down in the Quran, and that is the punishment for a person who is convicted of theft. And here we find the fuqaha have mentioned that there are various conditions that need to be found before a person can be convicted for this crime. One is that the person has to be sane, he has to be of age, he has to be an adult. And then there is a minimum amount or minimum value as far as the item is concerned that he has stolen. It cannot be below that value. So we find petty crime or petty theft has been ruled out. There is a different punishment that has been prescribed for that. But nevertheless, once these conditions are all fulfilled and a person has been tried and convicted in an Islamic court of law, now the punishment for this person has been mentioned. وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَاقْطَعُوا أَيْدِيَهُمَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا نَكَالًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah says, the male and the female thief, regardless of gender, cut off their respective hands, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَسَبَا, as a punishment for their action, and as a deterring measure which has been laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Then Allah says, Allah is most mighty, most wise. In other words, there is always going to be wisdom in every command, every decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, as we had mentioned last week, when it came to the crime of highway robbery, a person is guilty of committing this crime, he has been convicted, he has been punished, but the door for his tawbah is still open. So here also Allah mentions, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ, that person who repents, even after having oppressed himself, after committing this crime, وَأَصْلَحَ, and he makes an effort to reform himself, to mend his ways, then verily Allah will accept his tawbah, Allah will accept his repentance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, verily Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And then Allah says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that do you not know that the kingdom of the skies and the earth belongs to Allah? In other words, everything is under the ownership, the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, he punishes whomsoever he wishes to, and he forgives whomsoever he wishes to. In other words, because Allah is the owner of everything, Allah is the king, Allah is the one in control, therefore he should not be questioned as far as who he decides to punish, as far as who he decides to forgive. Like we find in this world, a person is in control of his business or control of his home. Of course, Allah is beyond comparison. But when a person is in control, he is the owner, he is the one who is making the decisions, nobody can question him. He is free to do as he wills. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns the skies and the earth. We are the creation of Allah. Therefore, we should not question and we should not have any objection when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadeer. And Allah has complete power, complete control over everything. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.